Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Cliff Inico is our guest this half hour. That's right, Cliffy's back. Cliff is the author of the eBay Seller's Tax and Legal Answer book, also Small Business Survival Guide, including in the eBay Marketing Bible, eBay Book Business Answer book. Did I say that one already? I get confused. There's so many of them. Cliff Inico, welcome back.
Hey, Jim, always a pleasure, man.
Good to have you back. Also an attorney, and we love him anyway. And so, Cliffy, thanks for being here. One of the things that I know you've got on your mind these days is helping people get the most out of their networking activity, their networking effort, including when they belong to a networking organization. Now, when you think of that, are you thinking like a CEO roundtable? Are you thinking like Business Network International, BNI, or a local ad hoc group? What are you thinking?
Precisely. I mean, I speak at a lot of networking groups, Jim, and inevitably, you know, when I do, I always cringe a little bit because I know the minute I walk in the door, I'm going to be greeted by a slobbering idiot who, and I hate to say, I really hate to disparage any particular profession, but it almost always is somebody who sells life insurance.
Well, as long as he's slobbering, you can disparage him.
Really, I mean, no, this big slobbering, you know, yellow Labrador, you know, meets me at the door, presses his business card in my hand, and starts talking about all this wonderful stuff that he does, you know. I mean, I hate to say it, but I mean, I bought life insurance like 30 years ago. I mean, I still, you know, I pay the premium every year. I mean, I don't, you know, I am not on the market for this stuff. And really, I don't dislike this person. I just feel sorry for him. I really do. I mean, he just doesn't. He doesn't get.
So you're talking about behavior in any networking setting.
Correct. That's right. I mean, not just these groups, but I use that as a takeoff for a column that I wrote, but it really applies to any other networking setting. I mean, 90% of people that do these do it the wrong way. And I think we should talk about that a little bit. I mean, it's just, don't get me wrong, networking groups, I mean, I'll be honest with you, Jim, I'm of two minds about them. They're not always the greatest place to get business, but I find that they're a great way to meet what I call fellow travelers, people who can help you get where you want to go. So, for example, if you're selling high-end jewelry to folks, meeting up with a local Lexus dealer is probably a really smart move because that person, he doesn't compete with you, but he knows a lot about selling to 1% type folks, who's exactly who you're selling to. So it's a great way to meet people who are fellow travelers who are walking the walk that you are and can help you avoid making some of the dumb mistakes that hurt you in the business.
Well, there's two things that I've learned about networking over the
what's that?
The decades that I've been networking. Number one is you have to realize that every venue has its own purpose. Mm-hmm. And it usually doesn't serve all your purposes. So a chamber gathering is different from being a member of a Rotary Club or an exchange club. Going to a B&I meeting is not the same thing as being part of a roundtable. I mean, they're different. It's like, you know, you don't use a hammer if you need a wrench, right? That's the biggest part of it. And then the other thing is we all have to network.
Right.
I said this in 1998. I started telling people on this show, in the 21st century, you're going to have to learn how to do three things. You're going to have to learn how to get better at technology. You're going to have to learn how to build strategic alliances. And you're going to have to learn how to be a better networker.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
And I still believe that. And so it's not a matter, nobody can definitively and accurately say that networking isn't good because it is, and it's more about what you put in it. What do you think?
Yeah, well, virtually all of social media, Jim, is about networking.
That's right.
That's basically what you're doing. You're building a network, or maybe you call it a fan base, but
right.
you're building a network, and that's exactly what you're doing. I mean, that's what sustains you. I mean,
but can I ask you a question with all that?
Sure.
What do you say to people when they tell you that they're networking online and they don't need the face-to-face social media?
Well, I say that they're
I mean
that's
the
baloney.
Face-to-face networking.
You still need to do face-to-face networking. People sooner or later want to see who they're dealing with. It's quite simple. I mean, you know, you are the product, you are the service in a lot of cases when you run your own business, and people want to know that there's a there. And they do want to do it. Now, of course, I'm speaking mm-hmm. that as a baby boomer, and talking to another baby boomer.
But I tell everybody, I don't care how old you are, face-to-face is the original social media.
Of course.
It's the original, folks, and it's not. It has not been diluted at all. It's just, you just have some new tools. Cliff Inico and I will be right back. Stay with me. 22. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.